The legalization of medical cannabis has been in the spotlight in state and territory governments. After 2 years of pushing the issue, the Australian Capital Territory will introduce a scheme to legalize medical cannabis. Advocacy groups, though, are sceptical about the move. Eduardo Jordan investigates.
The government announced that they would be establishing a medical cannabis scheme in the ACT. As a minister in that government, I'm really pleased to have finally got this through Cabinet. I first tabled legislation here in the Assembly 2 years ago as a private member, and the government has now come on board. And this is a real breakthrough for people who are sick or dying to be able to access cannabis as a medical treatment.
That was the Members' Green of the ACT Legislative Assembly, Shane Rattenbury. Medical cannabis is gaining momentum in some states and territories. Mr. Rattenbury says it must continue so it becomes a reality.
I think there's very strong momentum across the country for allowing cannabis to be used for medical purposes. Victoria has indicated that they will move ahead. New South Wales has gone to clinical trials. It's only a matter of time. It's just different jurisdictions are taking different pathways. I'm pleased here in the ACT that we've seem to have found the shortest possible pathway, which should see people who need access to this treatment able to do so within a year. And we need to keep the pressure on. We have seen in the past, you know, New South Wales a decade ago announced they were going to have a medical cannabis scheme, and it never eventuated. So we need to keep the pressure on to make sure that this does become a reality for people as soon as practicable.
He also says Canberrans are happy to support this scheme.
Well, there's been strong community support for allowing cannabis to be used for medical purposes. People understand that it can make a real difference to people who are sick and dying. It is a treatment that presents alternative options to pharmaceutical medicines. And frankly, pharmaceutical medicines don't suit everybody. Cannabis has some applications that really are beneficial in a range of circumstances.
For some advocacy groups, though, the scheme is only a promise. President of the Medical Cannabis Users Association of Australia, Gail Hesta, is sceptical about it. She's concerned the scheme will be only a political promise.
Well, it's a step and not much else. I hope it's not going to be just one more of these political backslapping exercises we've seen to date in other states. I'm cynical, to say the least. My main concern is that they will be getting it as wrong as the rest of the eastern states when I hear yet again an assistant health minister parroting, "The ACT scheme will make us a leader in research and development of cannabis." I cringe. It's been the political catch cry of Queensland, New South Wales, Tasmania and Victoria already.
I asked Ms. Hester why she thinks medical cannabis is still illegal in Australia.
We're all starting to think it's because there are too many stakeholders with fingers in the black pie, that market pie. Plus the pharmaceutical industry doesn't have enough power yet. They are still developing synthetic and single molecule products made from GMO stock. Putting profits before patients seems to be the call. They want the monopoly on the market. They know its potential value is billions of dollars and they're not going to let go of that easily. And the government has a stake in these pharmaceutical industries too. So until they all get their act in unison, it'll remain a bureaucratic nightmare for the patients they say they're trying to help.
The MCUA has been advocating to legalise medical cannabis on state and federal levels without result.
We've been writing letters to politicians at state and federal level in targeted missions. We've circulated petitions asking for amnesty for users. We've made comments on all relevant Facebook and newspaper articles. We've voted in polls. We've submitted to every parliamentary inquiry on the subject since 2013 in every state and at federal level. And we've responded to the TGA calls for public opinion on rescheduling issues, but we're being ignored.
Some patients' families opt to take a big risk and get medical cannabis illegally. Ms. Hester says this will continue until cannabis is regulated.
We have no financial backing. We can't make political donations. Most of our members are unemployed due to illness and have low incomes. As the end stakeholders in all this, we feel helpless. So we are left with no choice but to continue to use the black market and run the gauntlet of being caught and punished.
To avoid these kinds of results, Mr. Rattenbury says the ACT government scheme should provide an amnesty to current users.
One of the things we do need is an amnesty on people who are using cannabis between now and when the scheme comes into place. Already, we know that people are benefiting from the use of cannabis for medical purposes, but they're having to do it in a way that is essentially on the black market. Now, that's an unacceptable situation, and we've in the ACT in recent times, we've even seen the police raid somebody who was supplying cannabis oil and cannabis tinctures and actually remove them. This is a terrible situation, and we need an amnesty in place now that there is a clear recognition of the benefits of cannabis for medical purposes.
And he says when the scheme is up and running, it could turn into a new growth area.
I'd also like to see the ACT actually growing cannabis here as a supply part of the equation as well. I think there's an opportunity there to create a new industry in our territory. And so hopefully in being an early mover in allowing the medical use of cannabis, we can attract some of the industry to our city that goes with that.
That report by Eduardo Jordan.